Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome back. The president is delivering his announcement. We talked a little bit about this earlier. The Dell family is putting in $250 per baby for those Trump accounts. And we can go to cover it. I might listen in to see what they say and then go back to it. But essentially, that's the news. It's not like global conflict type of announcement. So we'll monitor it and come back to it. I do want to talk about this story a little bit here. Did you hear about the Odell Beckham Jr., the latest story on him talking about his salary?
No, I did not.
Apparently, there was an interview that he did on a podcast in October. Are you familiar with the podcast called The Pivot? I'm not, but that doesn't mean...
Who hosts The Pivot?
Well,
yes, I believe I am. I think I see clips from the... Yes, I definitely... Because it's Ryan Clark and a couple of other guys. He is a commentator for ESPN.
Okay.
And used to play in the NFL.
Okay, I was going to say, sometimes they're athletes, sometimes they're...
I think all three of these guys played in the NFL.
Okay, well, here's the Fox Business Report. It says Super Bowl champion Odell Beckham Jr. broke down the supposed financial perils of signing a lucrative contract in the NFL and what a $100 million really means. So I think it's like an opportunity for the rest of us mere mortals to be like, oh, boo-hoo. But it's an interesting look at something that I've never experienced. I'm not going to, you know... I don't know everybody who's listening right now, but for the sake of assumption, the three of us in this room have never landed a $100 million contract.
Speak for yourself.
You do work for two shows. I'm pretty sure you're making all that money from the Mark Reardon show.
Dang it.
The legacy that is Mark Reardon in St. Louis.
You have no idea. Me sitting here right now, my hourly rate right now compared to, I'm going to turn the camera for those that are watching on YouTube, to where I am writing those little ads right there on there. There's a dry erase board next to me, and I write Mark Reardon's lives.
Uh-huh.
When I do that around 12 o'clock, my rate just goes through the roof. It's crazy. It quintuples. It's big time.
Well, we pay you for your brain, Ethan.
It's a big one.
I know, exactly. Big brain. So $100 million contract for Odell Beckham Jr. He was on the podcast, The Pivot. And this conversation happened in October, but apparently it's catching a little bit more attention right now. And this is what Odell Beckham Jr. said on this podcast. So react to this. Odell Beckham Jr. said, I've always explained this to people. Bro, you give somebody a five-year, $100 million contract. What is it really? It's 5 years for $60 million. You're getting taxed. Do the math. That's 12 a year that you have to spend, use, save, invest, flaunt, whatever. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to give my mama a house. Everything costs money. So if you're spending $4 million a year, that's really $40 million over 5 years, $8 a year. Now you start breaking down the numbers, and it's like that's a five-year span of where you're getting $8 million. Can you make that last forever? And you always hear the people who ain't us and ain't be in a position like, oh, that would last a lifetime. Yeah, this job I sacrificed my whole life for. They are giving me that. I didn't ask for a certain dollar amount or whatever, but we weren't taught about no financial literacy. We weren't taught this skill. So I'm listening to Odell Beckham Jr. talk about the plight of paying taxes on $100 million. And I'm sitting here thinking, I would like that flight. I would like to pay the taxes on the benefit of $100 million to be Odell Beckham Jr., who is a household name in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But he also adds in here, at the very end, I wish he would have said this at the beginning of this quote. I wish he would have highlighted the lack of financial literacy that a lot of these players don't have when they're handed this heaping pile of cash. You're talking about buying a sweet car, buying your mom a house. I love watching the videos where a lot of times the ones that I'm exposed to are baseball players. They sign, they get a nice bonus, they pay off their parents' mortgage or something like that. And it's just an incredible thing to see, because you know that those athletes who have finally made the money for the hard work and effort they've been put in, when it comes back to their mom and dad, the amount of money and time and sacrifice that those parents have invested to get that kid to that place, it's just a very heartwarming thing. But how many athletes get these windfall contracts and end up not being set for life because they don't honestly know what they're doing?
According to the American Bankruptcy Institute, 15.7% of NFL players have filed for bankruptcy within 12 years of retiring.
That's a lot. It's like one in six, one in seven.
That's a very, that's about one in six. Good math. It's an extremely high percentage, and it is sad. And honestly, you know, it's enough of an issue in the NFL. I'm concerned even more so about, you know, you think about all this NIL money that's
college,
going into college. Mm-hmm. You think that NFL, that the pros don't know how to handle their money.
Should there be a...
Take off of that age number. It's even, these guys are even younger in college and they're making crazy money now.
I almost feel like the benefit, and you know, I'm sure that this is, it is something that is done in contract negotiation, but income, deferred income. Albert Pujols's contract with Anaheim when he didn't sign back with the Cardinals was a long-term contract with a whole bunch of financial benefits that existed outside of the years he'd be playing in Anaheim. But if you were to defer, who is it, Bobby Bonilla? Is that the one where there's Bobby Bonilla mm-hmm. Day where he gets $1 million for like 40 years or
Which,
something?
The funny thing about that is it's so well known now because it was like one of the first ones, but there are contracts now that aren't even talked about that are, I mean, it's normal now for contracts to, for the deferred money to be way more than that down the road. Now it's, like I said, it's just because it was the first one that every year I remember growing up, Bobby Bonilla Day. Yeah. But I mean, that is like a small number for some of these, you know, bigger deferred contracts now.
The Mets deferred his remaining salary from his 1999 contract, paying him $1.19 million annually until 2035, which includes compound interest. You know, that's an interesting thing. If you were to get whatever, that's 36 years of money over the course of time. You could definitely make the case that deferring the money, I guess you'd have to pay. I would want it paid and invested, because $2 million or a little over $1 million for Bobby Bonilla in 1999 versus $1 million in 2025. Factor in inflation to that. Mm-hmm. You want the 1999 $1 million
mm-hmm.
and you want it to be invested and you want to get access to it later, which probably maybe wouldn't be what teams would want to do, because they don't want to pay that money. That $1 million is a better spend for them 30 years down the road than it is currently due to inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that when Odell Beckham Jr. is talking about, you know, he was asked the question, so it's not to say that he just showed up to start complaining about his $100 million contract, but do you think that the way that is presented and the fact that there isn't a financial literacy, is it just up to them to figure it out? You're going to get all this money. You blow it, that's on you. Do you think that the NFL or the MLB, NBA, whatever, do you think they have any responsibility in helping these people manage their money?
Boy, that's a really good question. I mean, first and foremost, it is on the individual. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that are receiving this money. They, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these people, these guys don't act like adults when they're given this money, but they are. I mean, they are in the sense of, okay, you are most certainly over 21 and you're good enough at what you do to be making that amount of money. The problem, right, is that this goes way deeper than just these people. They are not being taught this, and there needs to be an understanding that in the homes in which they grow up in, hey, my kid has a legitimate shot at being really good at what he does. I need to be responsible as a parent and help him, help show him what it looks like to spend your money wisely. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that roll their eyes and say, oh, it's still a ridiculous amount of money. It is. There are some parts of the lifestyle of being in the NFL that you can't really escape. Like, you have to almost be a part of. For example, like, it's a really popular thing. Rookie dinners.
Yeah.
Like, these guys, the rookies, will basically take their position groups or take their teams out, and they'll be in charge of paying for an entire dinner. And these can, like, be six-figure dinners. That's how expensive these checks end up getting raised to. Mm-hmm. These bills, not checks. So there is parts of it that you can't really escape. That doesn't mean that there isn't still a ridiculous amount of money that's still there.
One of the things I remember a baseball player talking about, was Paul Goldschmidt really into finance and stuff like that? That sounds like something he'd be really into. Banking.
He does have
he's got the look.
Yeah, he certainly has the look and fits the character.
I can't remember if it was him or somebody else, but it was a YouTube short that I watched, and it was by the person who, like, it wasn't a report done on the player. It was the player who put this out, this interview, whatever. I feel like it was him. But, you know, they talk about how people are like, why do people need to get paid millions of dollars to hit a little ball with a little bat? And it's like, can you do it? No. And do people pay tons of dollars to go sit in the seats, mm-hmm. buy the jerseys? There are people who are selling beer up and down the aisles who are employed because that guy can hit a little ball with a little bat. Like, the amount of money that is made off of these individuals, you could absolutely make the case that they're not making enough. And mm-hmm. that might make people fall off their chairs. Okay, fine. But how long does that career last? If you get a career-ending injury, and you might have played in the show for 10 years, and you're unemployed in your early 30s because an injury ends the deal for you. So what do you do next? Do you get another job? I mean, when people talk about making millions of dollars in a contract, that doesn't necessarily mean you're set for life. You make $10 million, the government is taking a hefty piece out of that. If you, like, this is why it's interesting to watch trade negotiations, free agents who are looking at the next place to play, especially, like, if you're the Dodgers and you're making a boatload of money, you got to make a boatload of money in LA because you're not going to get to keep a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. The federal government and the state of California are going to take their piece with a smile on their face. Now, if you go play for the Rays, and people are like, oh, why would you want to play there? Well, they don't have an income tax. So you're going to make a lot more money because you pay the tax. My understanding is that it's this way for all professional sports. Correct me if you know that I'm wrong. But you pay tax based on where the game is played. So if you have 81 games in LA, because you play for the Dodgers, you're paying state income tax on 81 games, but you're not paying those same taxes when you're playing in Tampa Bay. Or if you're in, what's another no income tax state that has a baseball team? Tennessee doesn't.
Texas.
Texas has no state income tax. So if you're playing, if you want to go play for the Astros, the Rangers, the Dodgers, you might take less money in your contract, but make more money because you took it in Texas as opposed to California. But regardless, if you have a family and you're planning for the rest of your life, you're going to have to take a good portion of that money and invest it and live on it for the rest of time, because you're going to be done making that kind of money for the most part, for most people, in your 30s. Not many people make it to their 40s.
Right.
That changes the framework. If you're going to make, you know, how much money does the average person make over the course of a career? We could all do our own math on that and figure out, okay, this is how much I make. There are probably quite a few people who make the same amount of money in their career that a mid to lower tier baseball player makes in their 5-10 year career.
The average professional sports stint is between 3 and 5 years. I mean, it's 3.3 for the NFL, it's 5 for the NHL, 5.6 in Major League Baseball, 4.8 in the MLB, so I mean in the NBA. So you're looking at between 3 and 5 years on average of really being able to
cash
out.
That's where you make your money.
And I mean, most of these guys at this point are what? I mean, between 22 and 30,
and
to
in
be
some
generous
cases,
on the backside.
Some cases, you're sacrificing an education because your prime playing years are going to require you to go straight there.
Mm-hmm. So you can understand how, with a lack of education on how to handle this, if there is not a clear recognition of, hey, this money like is meant to set you up forever. It's meant to set your family up forever. If that's not there and you're surrounded by superstars, which is not the majority. The majority are not superstars. The majority are that 3 to 5 year guy that's just trying to make it as long as he can. If you're surrounded by that and those guys are spending the big bucks, then comes the peer pressure of, oh, I have to live the lifestyle. I have to spend like these superstars do. All of a sudden, an injury occurs,
yeah,
or all of a sudden you're not good enough anymore. Where's the money for the rest of your
life?
That's
where clubhouse culture has to, like, you could invest in going to a team that has a really good clubhouse culture, which my understanding is that the Cardinals have had that regularly, which is a veteran group of people who are rooted in the right things, grounded in principles that matter, to where if you're surrounded by people who are making bad decisions, maybe socially, spiritually, economically, you could take a contract that's maybe a little bit less than the top offer that's on the table and actually come out ahead, because you're going to be surrounded by people who are going to help you succeed off the field as well as on the field. I don't feel sorry for Odell Beckham Jr. if he's struggling. I don't feel sorry for the people who get those big contracts and don't manage it well. But I would have to think that most professional sports do have like a financial literacy access point. Now, if you choose not to use it, I can't really sit here and feel sorry for you for complaining about
it. I would
it.
Assume that most do as well. If I were to feel sorry for Odell Beckham in any way, or any player, that, you know, I'm thankful to have had parents that taught me how to be wise financially.
Yeah.
That is so important, because, I mean, if it wasn't for my dad, I would have gone to a 4-year university. I would have been in major student loan debt still, which I know that makes sense for some people. For me, it did not.
Right. The freaking AD.
but that was all because I was taught that. And so many of these professionals, they come from everywhere, but let's be honest, a lot of the ones that are the superstars in the NBA, that are the big name guys in the NFL, they're coming from the inner cities. They're coming from rougher areas. It is their only way out. And a lot of them aren't being taught how to spend their money,
how to use it wisely,
yeah, how to hold, like withhold it. And as a result, a lot of these guys, due to their lack of education from their parents, it is a parent's responsibility,
yeah,
to teach their children how to be wise financially, to set themselves up well down the future. They're not taught. And as a result, like we said, we have those unfortunate numbers where there's a lot of professional athletes that end up broke by the end of their career.
T says most sports agents provide financial services. Like, the smartest thing that I think you could do, you get this big contract that your agent helps you get, and then you're like, somebody smart, come take care of my money and tell me what I can have.
Heck yeah.
I will take an allowance from you. Go make me a lot of money with the money that I just made.
Yep.
Right? That's what I would say. I don't know. I get super annoyed when people are like, why do athletes get paid so much? People, and I say this as somebody who would benefit if the tables were turned, like for a minute, because the process wouldn't work. We should pay teachers that much. Okay. How many teachers are there, and how many people who can hit 102 mile an hour fastball are there, and who's making money and who's living off of the public taxpayer dollars?
I think my sister would be a great baseball player.
You do?
No.
What about Jared?
Jared.
He was great for being 5'8".
Yeah, 5'8". Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Middle infielder.
I think my sister could hit a ball farther than Jared.
Oh, bull. Oh, bull. I don't, I'm not taking you on that one. Did she play softball?
No. No, not yeah, coordinated
just,
at all.
Just a complete and total insult to
no,
my
No, I'm just trying to, like, what would Ryan Wiggins say?
He would just say that he was better.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, Jared was good at baseball. All right, let's take a quick break. Sports and Local with Ethan next. Hold
up. Check it out.
Grown Up Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Murfin Blurgleman.
I've never heard this one.
I have not either.
Is this new, Brad?
I've not heard it, so I'm assuming yes.
Murfin Blurgleman. This just in, an update from Illinois. Ethan, this is a message directly sent to you.
Okay.
From one Jared Fry.
Oh, God. Crap. I forgot that he listens to this program.
Well, he's in a snow day.
Snow day.
Oh, doggone it!
I was thinking about making chili for the show the week before Christmas, since Ethan hasn't had it before, but now he's on the naughty list.
Oh, Ethan, now I'm mad at you.
Jared, you could make it for everybody but Ethan. You could just eat it in front of him. You just said his sister, your sister who is not coordinated at all and can't even hit anything.
Listen, Jared.
Apology incoming.
I'm sorry. It was just a joke. It went too far. It's something about this chair, man.
In his defense, he didn't think you'd hear it. He's mad he got caught.
No, I'm not mad I got caught. It was irresponsible of me. And like I said, it's the chair, man. It's this stupid chair. It's where Ryan Wiggins usually sits, and there's something about it where I just get this alter ego
where I
say stupid things. I don't know.
You're so much more mean to Ryan when he's not here.
It's true. I am a lot meaner.
You like really lean into it.
It's true.
I guess we'll wait for an update.
I got some very interesting.
You know, Jared
stats
makes
here.
The best chili ever.
I know, we've talked about this.
You've never had chili like
this. Did you not hear me, like, basically suffocate for a second when I heard you bring up the chili? Because I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
I knew all of a sudden it was leverage now.
No chili for you.
Dang it. Well, we had a snowstorm yesterday.
What?
Cars didn't like it. Roads didn't like it. Missouri State Highway Patrol didn't
Kids
like it.
Kids loved it because they are not in school today.
I got some numbers for you. Calls for service. 817 stranded motorists, 214 crashes, 358 injuries, 41 fatalities, 1. Specifically, the St. Louis Metro Police Department saying that here in the area, 111 accident calls, 10 injury calls, 38 assist motorist calls, 415 total calls for service, and here's the good one. 0 fatal accident calls in the St. Louis area. So a sigh of relief. I mean, you see all those numbers, and obviously, you know, it's never a good situation what happened yesterday on the roads. But I think everyone would say, yeah, we'll take all of those numbers if if the fatalities ends up being zero. So yeah. That definitely a good sign that there was no deaths yesterday in the St. Louis area. The St. Louis Blues were looking to build some momentum.
Streak!
In the right direction yesterday. And they had 1-2 straight. They had beat Ottawa and Utah over the weekend. Both good wins. And they weren't able to keep it going yesterday. They fell to the Anaheim Ducks 4-1. The final score, Jordan Kyrou had the lone goal for the Blues. Jordan Binnington was pulled very early in the game after allowing a second goal 10 minutes in. Well, I can tell you how Jordan Binnington felt about it in the moment. He wasn't happy. You saw on the replay last night of him really barking at the opposite end of the bench.
Do your report.
When he got pulled, and after the game, said Jim Montgomery said that all he was saying was, "I love you."
No!
And that Monty said back, "I love you too."
That's very friendly.
That is excellent media training on Jim Montgomery's part. I thought that was absolutely excellent. There's a picture up on the YouTube stream.
Go on.
A picture of Steve Harrington from Stranger Things, and it is side by side with me.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either. Steve Harrington, I guess Joe Keery, is way better looking than I am.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Ethan, God, he's got some great hair. That's 80s hair if I've ever seen it.
Move the microphone out of the way of your face.
How long would that take you to achieve that look? Because I think
that's
it's
a lot of hair.
Take your hat off.
I think that's
that is so unfair. I've been wearing this beanie all day. It's
okay.
Not going to do this
justice.
I want
to see what happens.
Why?
Because it's going to be great.
Doing this to me? Look,
tease the hair.
Do you guys know who Steve Harrington is from Netflix's Stranger Things? Fluff it up.
Yep. I'm working on
it. The thing. Oh, dude, yeah.
I was watching on a YouTube Jimmy Fallon, Joe Keery interview from recently, from a Stranger Things thing. And both my kids separately, Jensen and Charlie, both walked in to the family room independently of each other. They go, "Hey, is that Ethan?"
That's not cool.
You
not
look
cool,
just like
kids.
Him. You're Why is it not cool? It's as cool as it gets.
Here's the thing.
What if I said you looked like a Demogorgon?
He's definitely paid for some plugs.
You think so?
I don't know, but I certainly need to. That's for sure.
Are you kidding me?
It's happening.
You've got locks
that flow.
It's beginning to happen.
This kid's got flow and a little
bit
of a widow's peak.
Happen.
And he's like, "Oh, no."
It's like the only thing I could... He's got some great hair.
Let's do X's and Y's. What do you say?
Yeah, please.
Trisha, come in here. We're going to do X's and Y's. We're going to talk about the difference between boys and girls. But boys and girls, everybody loves Steve Harrington. Have you ever worn a Scoops Ahoy costume?
That would be a great Halloween costume.
I said last night, I'm going to buy one for you. Will you wear it if I get you one?
I'll think about it.
Depends if
there's chili involved.
You have to talk to Jared. That's between you and the man you insulted, who I happen to be married to. I'll check my messages in the break and see if he's good.
I love you, Jared.
He's quick to forgive, I'll tell you that. X's and Y's on the Annie Fry Show next. Don't go away. All right, let's talk about the difference in men and women. We get to the bottom of it. Two genders only here recognized on the Annie Fry Show. My first question to you guys, especially in your homes. Now, Ethan, you've been married for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Working on it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you have traditions established quite yet. But when it comes to holidays, do you guys do gender-specific Christmasing? In my family, I used to do all of the baking. Jared will like slice apples for apple pie. He'll do that type of a thing. But all of the baking is done by me. But now Jensen is, she loves to do it. And she's picked up the baking. And I'm like, why would I still do the baking if she's good at it? So it's kind of being handed off to her. But I do that. I do the inside decorating, but Jared does the outside decorating. And I kind of think that that's like the dude responsibility. Isn't that kind of the way it breaks down? I mean, Clark Griswold, right?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I do the outside decorating at my house. And Terry will help get me this, hand me that.
Because you let her?
Well, no, I just don't want to climb down off the roof and then back up on
you may
the roof.
Help me, woman.
Yeah.
You're allowed to step outside.
Yeah, get a little
a
sunlight.
If you can find the hammer, good luck.
I wouldn't let her use the hammer.
Why are you
me?
Using a hammer?
Obviously, I do the inside stuff.
Yeah. Point made. What about you, Trisha?
Inside or outside stuff? We don't do outside stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
So
is there a reason why? Just too much work?
Yeah. The old house was off the beaten path, so nobody would have seen it. Now, I think we'll probably start working that in.
You will do so many things that you just do for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird that you would go, you'll spend so much time and effort and money.
I'm already eyeing up the Bluey blow-ups and
that's a lot plastics. Of what we have done. I don't like blow-ups personally for us. If it makes people happy and you have it in your yard, I see it and I smile. Totally fine with it. But we have a lot of the Lowe's has these, they're kind of like netting that goes over some Disney characters and stuff like that. It's not blow ups. They're on a wire frame, but I think they look nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did instead of the,
you got any lights. Bluey?
I don't know that we don't have any Bluey, but I don't know that they might have it.
We're all Bluey right now. So no, I would say yes. Outside is a boy thing.
Are there inside any gender? What about you, Ethan? Do you guys have traditions yet?
Not really, but we live in an apartment, so we don't really do.
Do you do indoor decorating?
Yeah.
Do you?
She definitely takes the lead on it.
I was going to say, do you make any decisions?
I don't really care to either. My wife is pretty chill when it comes to that stuff. But like last night, we put up our little tree, and we are getting out all of our Christmas decor. And
are you the elf? And she's.
I was sitting on the couch on my computer watching football, and I said, let me know if you need me. And she was just in her little world of happy over there.
Yeah?
And then I ended up helping like put ornaments on the tree and stuff.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. Since I would still consider you to be somewhat newly married, does it warm your heart that she decorates your home? Or if none of that happened, would you care one way or the other? Do you like to see her decorate your home?
Yeah, no, I think it's sweet to have a care for your home to kind of be up with the seasons,
mm-hmm.
Especially Christmas time. I mean, it's just it would kind of get boring just having the same like decor and everything around all the time.
Is she a candle person?
Oh, yeah.
Do the candle scents change with the seasons?
Yeah, they do. Like, we were, like, doing one called flannel. It was called flannel. I was like, what does flannel smell like? But that's what it was. And we had that going for a while.
Does flannel smell good?
It smelled pretty good. There was one, there was a football one that I really liked.
Yeah. Who buys the candles?
Oh, you think I care? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, so when you say you don't care about the specifics, but you do care and appreciate the effort and the hominess.
Yes.
Because that's kind of a traditional female role.
Yeah.
Not bad if a man participates in it. Do you do any I was just gonna ask you if you gender bend at all, but I guess I think I just got my answer.
No, for example, you know, we have in the apartment below us, there's smokers. Oh, gets me going, makes me so mad. Cause anytime like during the summer I have like our back door open, mm-hmm. I have the screen door closed.
You got a dog next to you and smokers below you?
It smells terrible. No, the dog people just moved out, so we don't have to worry about that.
Why, are they mad at you?
I don't know.
Is it because of you?
Wouldn't care if they were. But it smells so bad.
Maybe they moved out because of the flannel.
But the other day,
they're like these people, they're smokers.
It was kind of, it smelled kind of smoky in there, and my wife was at home.
What are they smoking?
Cigarettes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd rather
the ones next used to smoke weed, but they're not there anymore. So
they got sick of the candles.
And
there's always trying to make it smell good.
But I lit a candle because it didn't smell great. So I lit a candle. You know, I don't do that super often. In fact, one time we hadn't been married very long, and I was like, it doesn't. I was like, you know, I want to kind of get a good smell going in here. She was at home. And I lit like three different candles, and it was like
a conflict.
And she was like, Ethan, what are you doing? Like, why are you lighting?
You're candling wrong.
Why are you lighting three candles? Like, it's gonna get really hot in here. And it's
any gender bending in your house, Brad?
Yeah, yep. I'll light candles and I'll pick out scents.
I don't think
woman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think that picking out a candle is gender bending, but Ethan disagrees.
Yeah. So we live by a different standard here, guys. My candles are burnt rubber and gasoline.
Ethan, any other comments on Brad's masculinity? No, let's take a break. I'll get some questions from the rest of the crew before we come back. And also, I'd kind of like to know, like, if you're watching us on the YouTube, if you're listening in the chat, I don't know, do you have the text message thing up? That's usually a Ryan thing.
It is.
I don't know how hard it is to get in.
Normally, not good enough.
Here's what you should do. Text the Mark Reardon Show. And tell them what you think about candles. We'll get back to texting tomorrow when Ryan's back. You got questions for X's and Y's? We'll wrap up the show with that next, don't go away. Back to the Annie Fry Show. A little X's and Y's here on the Annie Fry Show. We were talking about candles, purchasing candles, picking out scents and all of that. Info dude comments on Brad's gender bending that Brad likes to pick out candles and burn them himself. He lights them all by himself. Info dude says, gender bending? Is that where they redistrict the state maps? Yes, that is in fact gender bending. And then regarding the YouTube live chat poll, grade President Trump's second term so far. We'll get the results to that here in a little less than 10 minutes. Gary said, if you grade on a curve based on the previous administration, President Trump definitely gets an A. I do think it's important to remember where we were when thinking about where the president has brought us right now. We are in a deep, deep hole. All right. A little more X's and Y's. We ask each other questions. We've got Trisha in here along with Brad and Ethan. And so two boys, two girls. Let's ask questions across the gender divide, of which Ethan is policing very carefully of what is appropriate and what is not. Brad, you have a question?
Yeah. So mine is on the annoying ways that guys will show affection to their wives or girlfriends or whoever. You know, walking by, tickling.
I get really annoyed when you're doing that. My husband tickles his girlfriend.
Yeah, I wish my husband would leave his girlfriend alone, too.
Jared doesn't have a girlfriend that I know of. Yeah, just putting that out there.
The quote-unquote booty taps, those things.
What? Who's deciding why is it these quote are annoying?
Why, booty taps.
Well, that's what I'm trying to
figure
out.
Why is it quote-unquote?
I don't know. It sounds like something.
I don't know what else to call it. You know, when you walk by your girl.
Pete Hicksett's getting accused of.
You give her a little pat on the rear end.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. You know, the girls tend to act all like,
you say
stop
girls.
It.
How many girls are you doing this to?
Are you not a booty tapper?
Does your wife not like it? You should stop. If you're
well,
doing
I don't
to
know
people.
Because I get mixed messages. It's like, and then you don't do it. And they're like, why didn't you do it? You always do this. And then you.
Is this about your wife or is this about women?
Women in general. Do y'all like actually like those annoying, quote unquote, annoying affection things? You know, you kind of show like, ugh, stop it, but like secretly you do like it, or is that like generally a well, like real annoyance?
It's really annoying when somebody other than my husband does
for
it.
Sure.
When but
note your husband.
Ryan walks by in the morning and does it,
he's like,
and
Brad said girls
me.
Love this. Come here.
Whack.
It is just annoying. No quotes.
I dare you, Ryan. I will clock you straight in the face.
Ryan comes up and just starts tickling away in the morning.
This is the year Ryan tried to kiss me, too, with that remote. Got it on video.
So if anybody could tell Ryan to stop doing that.
This is specific to your significant other, though.
I think it's cute. I like it. I like little displays.
Do you pretend you don't like it?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that they are secrets.
I say, ooh, thanks. Not when Ryan does it, though.
Ooh, thanks. Does your husband have an affection that is, like, in, you know, if you're in public, if you're moving around the house, is there a thing he does?
Yeah, it's a little booty tap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a booty tap or is it a quote-unquote booty tap?
Big difference.
Depends on the mood.
One of them happens in private.
This is always at home. There are no booty taps out in public. We're old now.
You got a kid. Everybody knows.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. It's a great day for my kids to be at home. Ethan?
Big fan of the booty tap.
Of Brad's?
Tapping Brad's booty? Is that what you said? No. Know.
Wait, do the boys like it? Do guys like a little affectionate?
Do you mean like the giving of the booty tap or the receiving?
That's a yes.
That's a good question.
Isn't there
I've never
a huge
been asked how I feel?
Isn't there a huge difference between being in your home and the mister comes by and engages a little physical affection? If the woman does it, he's going to think like, oh, it's on. Let's go.
That's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
There's no like.
It's a sign.
No. It's like, isn't it? I mean, when men do it, it's just like a part of the day.
Correct.
When women do it, it's a change of plans.
I think it's the opposite at our house. Like, I'm real touchy-feely.
You know, the wild part here is I don't know if we're all talking about the same thing. But maybe. I mean, I know you know what you're talking about. Ethan?
I think I'm the touchy-feeling one where I'm like, I don't know how I felt about that. But
You don't know how you feel about it if you get the booty tap?
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm like, ah, cool. I'm never going to say anything because it's not, like, that big of a deal. It just doesn't happen very often. If I got the booty tap as much as I gave the booty tap, I don't know
what you
if I would
that.
Be as big of a fan of it.
So you're saying...
Do you think Mrs. Hannaford likes the booty tap? Wife, not mother.
Who likes it more when you booty tap the wife?
Who's more entertained? 100% me. Both fingers pointing at me. Me.
Do you hope that when you are the old age of in your 40s, that that's still going on?
Oh, God. I hope I never get that old.
The options, the alternative is not great.
Do I hope that I still enjoy it?
Do you hope that when you guys are in your 40s, when you're in your 40s, do you hope that stuff's still going on?
Oh, yeah.
What about your 60s?
Yeah, I hope I'm doing that till like the grave.
Just booty tapping.
Wife can barely walk. Like,
get over here, woman. Some of that. My son just texted me one word: disgusting.
Oh, Charles, you'll be married someday.
Jared is playfully affectionate like that all the time, and he does it because I'm not that way in return. Like, I'm not doing that type of stuff. I should probably do that more often than I do, but he does it just to pester me. I think pester is probably a good word for it, but I don't mind it. But I don't like act like I hate it and secretly love it. Like, I'm telling him exactly what I think it, that at this point in time, for sure. I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Ethan, you have a question?
Yeah, why are women such terrible storytellers? You guys are awful at telling stories. I mean, it is horrendous. I mean...
That's my job!
That is how, like, Annie makes her living.
There's like 95 stories in this one story. You start off on this one topic, and then it's
like...
Are
you talking to me specifically?
No, women
well,
in general.
Well, then face Trisha.
Are you...
There's a bunch of side quests inside of the story.
It's not our fault. You can't keep up, bro.
No. I just want to know the answer to the actual story.
It's a
you
word
need
problem.
Context for any story.
But
also,
so much of the context that women share, I feel like, is unnecessary.
Also...
I'm like, get to the end of it.
I know men who are way worse at this than women.
So much worse.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why. That's the answer to your question.
The women that are closest to me,
dude,
are
you're putting yourself in the corner.
Are terrible storytellers. It's you, nothing I haven't told them before. I'm just a constant. Okay, where's this going? Like, I forgot what the story was about.
I don't have patience for long
Ethan's
stories either.
Getting no booty tab.
only from Brad and Ryan. Great President Trump's second term so far. I've got the results up. You want me to do it, Ethan?
I have it.
Okay, go for it.
238 votes. Let's see. 4% say F, 3% say D, 29% say B/C. 64% give President Trump's second term an A so far.
93% of 238 people on a December afternoon
good math.
Say, yeah, thank you. I'm good at math. Unlike women. I was going to say it. You were looking. It was in your eyes.
Annie, this story is getting real long.
I know. I should wrap and hand it over to a man. Mark Reardon next. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.